With SRN News, I'm John Scott. UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres says the situation has stabilized in parts of Syria, but the conflict far from over, with military concerns looming large.
There should be no military forces in the area of separation other than UN peacekeepers, period. And those peacekeepers must have freedom of movement to undertake their important work. Israel and Syria must uphold the terms of the 1974 disengagement of forces agreement, which remains fully in force.
Israel seized a swath of southern Syria along the border with the Golan Heights shortly after Syrian President Bashar Assad was ousted by rebels on December 8th. Also at SRNews.com, there's increased opposition to a government spending bill.
President Trump is opposing the 1,700-page pork-filled government funding bill that would prevent a government shutdown. Some members of Congress announced Tuesday a deal had been reached, but President Trump and J.D. Vance released a joint statement on Wednesday criticizing the bill that provides a pay raise for Congress, provisions to prohibit investigations into members of Congress, funding for bioweapons labs, and over $800,000 in funding for queer trans initiatives, among many other things. Their statement told Republicans to toughen up against Democrats and call their bluff. Elon Musk and Vivek Ramaswamy spent Wednesday posting various pages from the bill on X, Musk saying no spending bill should be passed until President Trump takes office. Tayshia Stevens reporting.
The American economy grew at a 3.1% annual clip from July through September. Third quarter growth in U.S. gross domestic product accelerated from the April-June rate of just 3%. On Wall Street, the Dow adding 207 points, the NASDAQ composite up 59. This is SRN News. A closer look at President Trump's nominees.
Democrats claim that Mr. Trump will turn his administration into some kind of evangelical Christian club as a favor to those who voted for him. But in fact, the soon-to-be president is nominating people of all kinds of faith background. There are several evangelicals represented there, but there's also numerous Catholic and several Hindu. President Trump has also selected a number of open homosexuals, making his nominees about as diverse as any Democratic president. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
The Academy of Motion Picture Arts and Sciences has unveiled its Oscar shortlist in 10 categories, and transgenderism is front and center. Netflix's transgender drug lord drama Amelia Perez was most named, advancing in international feature, original score, original song, sound, hair, and makeup. And that list will be narrowed to 5 when final nominations are announced on January 17th. This is SRN News. Secretary of State Blinken will make what is likely his final trip in office to the UN this week.
With the UN Security Council more divided than ever, Blinken will chair two meetings of the UN's most powerful body Thursday. But neither will focus on Russia's war with Ukraine or the Middle East, where the U.S. has been frequently at odds with permanent members China and Russia, and almost always in the minority when it comes to Israel's war against Hamas in Gaza. Blinken will instead lead Security Council sessions on artificial intelligence and the current conflict in Sudan, which aid agencies say has sparked a dire humanitarian crisis that has not received the attention it is due. Bernie Bennett reporting.
New filings in a 2022 class action lawsuit contend that children of the wealthy and connected get special admissions consideration at some elite U.S. universities. The filings show how schools admit otherwise unqualified wealthy children because their parents have connections and could possibly donate large sums of money. More details at SRNnews.com.